Animal hospitals are considered essential services during this crisis, so they are open, which is very good news. But the Animal Medical Center has made some major changes in how you're running operations. Tell us about that.
So when the COVID virus regulations went into effect, we immediately set up plans to keep our staff safe and healthy, as well as those clients coming in with their animals. So some of what we did was put together a triage tent in the parking lot of the garage. We're limiting the amount of people that can come at any one time with their emergencies. There's no clients coming into the building, so my staff is completely protected from the outside public coming in. We're currently seeing all cases that need care as an essential provider of care and following the New York State Veterinary Medical Association guidelines. We are providing care within those guidelines. So it is emergent and it is emergency. We also have set up a hotline so that people can call in and tell us what's wrong with their animal and to determine whether or not that animal should come in to be seen, and then we'll set that time up for them to come on so that we're able to space people out appropriately. Emergencies continue to come in without any appointment. They come all day long. I think we saw 60 emergencies yesterday, and they were true emergencies, animals that have needed emergency surgery for obstructions, for breathing issues, for fractures. So we are obligated to take care of all of those animals as they come in.
I was one of those people because the other day I have an epileptic cat and he was having a seizure, and I ran him over, and it was pretty dramatic, actually. It was very organized. They had everybody lined up, socially distanced apart, asking what is going on with your animal, assessing animals right there, animals that were stable. They sent them and the human off to the tents that you had in the parking lot. When I said, my cat is having a seizure, boom.
Yep.
We were in the lobby, and I got to tell you, somebody who was suited up like a hazmat situation with the mask and the gown and the head covering and the whole thing came up to me and scooped the cat up, and I told him what medication the cat is on, and so forth, and boom, the cat was up the stairs, and I was in the tent. And then we communicated by phone, so everything was done remotely with the ER doctor. And so forth. And then the billing is done via phone. Everything is done remotely. And thank goodness my cat's okay and he didn't have to stay over. Yeah, he's really good. You know, he's been epileptic for 5 years, mostly under control. But thank God it wasn't, anything massively serious. We just upped his medication. And when all of this calms down, we'll have an appointment with neurology. I do have to ask you about that. So is the hospital still offering any of its normal services? Like you have cardiology, you have oncology. Yeah. So are those regular appointments still taking place?
Those animals that are in acute care need. So like if you've got an animal in the middle of chemotherapy treatments, we have to do those. We can't put them off because the outcome would be poor.
Right.
Same with radiation treatments. We have a lot of cardiac patients that need to come in for an echo to see if they're in heart failure now and need to have their medications adjusted. We're not doing wellness exams or like executive physicals, but vaccines are considered emergency. You don't want to have an animal that's not vaccinated for rabies or distemper or other communicable diseases. So according to the AVMA standards, those are emergent and emergency procedures. But if you want to call in just to say, I'd like to bring my animal and have a wellness check, we aren't able to do that right now.
There's a lot of misinformation out there about pets and COVID-19. So let's clear that up for folks.
Okay. So the infectious disease experts and multiple international and domestic and human health organizations agree that currently there is no evidence to indicate that pets become ill with the COVID-19 or that they can spread it to other animals, including people. And those sources include the CDC, the National Institute of Health, the World Health Organization. But if a person tests positive and they have a pet, there are precautions that they should take. The recommendations are to restrict your contact with your pet just as you would with other people. If possible, ask a friend or a family member to take your pet until you recover, if that's possible. But you should avoid direct contact with your pets, including petting, snuggling, all the things we love to do, kissing them, putting them in bed with us, and sharing food. You should avoid sneezing or coughing on or near your pet. If you must care for your pet while you are sick,
follow the same things that we're doing for humans. Wash your hands before and after you interact with your pet. Wear a face mask if you have it. Pretty similar to what you would do if you had a family member in that tested positive that you're living in the same household with.
Such good information. I bet most people don't know this, so it's very important. Let's give everybody that hotline number.
Clients, owners of pets, can call 212-329-8608. They'll speak to one of our criticalist and emergency room doctors to determine if the pet needs to come in. Veterinarian practices within the city, some of which are open that need to send their animals to us for emergency or critical care, can call 212-329-8616. And I might add that starting today, people will be able to access our telemedicine program, which we hope to have up and running in the next 24 hours, so that people will be able to talk to their doctor on Zoom or FaceTime and actually show us their pet to see if that pet needs to come in as well.